Welcome to another episode of B-Ball Central. As I'm sure that everybody knew, tonight was the first day of the play-in. Pelicans versus the Lakers, Kings versus the Warriors. First and foremost, before I say anything, congrats to the Kings and the Pelicans. Congrats to the Kings and the Lakers for pulling out a win today. You know, Zion, he went done. He dropped 40. If he didn't get hurt, you know, the Pelicans could have pulled that one out. But, man, the Lakers is just too deep. And then the Kings, man, got to talk about that one. That was a rough game to watch, to say the least. To start everything off, I got to talk about Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr is the most overrated coach I have ever seen with my own eyes. I truly don't understand how he blew a game so bad just based off of rotation and matchups. I truly don't understand. They want to start the game off with a rookie, Trayce Jackson-Davis, on Domantas Sabonis. When last year they had Kevon Looney, who is a perfect, and I mean perfect, matchup for Sabonis. He has the size, the strength. Neither of them are athletic, so it's not like Sabonis has an advantage in that department. Like, literally, Sabonis is good because he can bully ball. Kevon Looney can easily match up with this. And he has the experience in these situations. He already knows how he plays, so he has that advantage. And Trayce Jackson-Davis, he's a rookie, never been in that environment, never seen that type of matchup like that on the NBA floor. Why would you give him that position, that role to play when you already have somebody who's perfect for that role? It doesn't make sense. It truly doesn't make sense. And I'm not saying I'm a diehard Warriors fan like my brother over here who's about to spaz out. I'm not saying that. I like the Warriors. I like Curry. I like seeing them do good, right? But we got to talk about this. Steve Kerr is terrible. Like, why would you try to force that agenda? Why? It doesn't make sense. You have the perfect person. The reason the Warriors won last year against the Kings was because of Kevon Looney's defense. He got the boards. He got the stops. People don't realize Sabonis is the X factor for the Kings. Sabonis is at his best when he's facilitating and he's getting his teammates involved. That's literally what makes Sabonis good. That's why he literally had a double-double for like 60 straight games. Because Sabonis literally, if you help, he's a great passer. He gets his teammates involved. And that is what makes the Kings good. When you eliminate Sabonis from that team, which is the X factor, that means you win games. You force somebody else to have to beat you. And the Kings do have scores. Don't get me wrong. They have De'Aaron Fox, who's an excellent scorer, Keegan Murray. But the thing is, they're not the best scorers off the dribble besides De'Aaron Fox. So if you force them to play iso ball the entire game, yes, they will get buckets. But they also are going to have to hit tough shots, which that is impossible to hit tough shots in the entirety of a game like that. So you have to force them to not be able to pass the ball. That's what makes the Kings so good. They have three-point shooters. So if you look at a game, literally, you would have somebody have to go over the screen because De'Aaron Fox is a threat. You don't have Kevon Looney in the game, which means that the whole Warriors lineup is small. Everybody has to switch. If you switch against a team that has shooters, bro, they're going to light you up. You can't get them space. You cannot. That's dumb. The whole lineup can shoot. Sabonis is the only one that doesn't have to shoot because he just facilitates. That's all he has to do. That is his role. So if you don't have a big body, first of all, you can't match up with Sabonis, which means you have to help from either the weak side or strong side to help Sabonis. And then they can kick the ball out to his teammates and they can get hot. So that's the first problem with Kevon Looney not being in the game. Another problem, literally, when you first turn on the game, The Warriors gave up 9 offensive rebounds when they had 0. That whole team is small. You cannot do that. And this is an older team. It's not like you can only run small ball when somebody has youth and energy on their side. Curry is 36. Dre's like 33. Klay like 33. Son around that age. Like, you can't, like, this isn't a young team anymore. You can't just rely on them to run the entirety of the game. That's not how that works. That's not. So the Warriors can't get rebounds. They can't get stops. How are they supposed to win in that aspect? And it's not even like the Warriors were shooting bad at the beginning of the game. But they just could not get stops. They couldn't get boards. That's why the Kings had secondhand opportunities, and which gave them the lead. Second of all, Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr. It's like Steve Kerr has the exact moment, like the exact second, the exact minutes in a game where he wants to rotate. When it does not matter. Like, you cannot just be like, oh, it's the halfway point of the game. Let me take him out. Bro, this is a do or die game. The whole season comes down to this game. Why in the world, when the Warriors are down in the first quarter, you take out Stephen Curry? That's your best player. Why would you sit him? That makes no sense. And then he sits him in the first, right, with like 3 minutes left or something like that. Then he sits him for the halfway point of the second quarter, which they are already down. Then he proceeds to have Chris Paul, Pods, and Draymond Green all in the same lineup. There's literally no scorers on that team. You're forcing Klay Thompson to be a scorer. And mind you, don't even get me started on Klay Thompson. Dude had 0 points in like 27 minutes. There's no consistent score on that team. That makes no sense to run that lineup. The only score I think they had was Kuminga. And that's when he actually, I think, scored like 6 straight or something like that. Steve Kerr has to realize you cannot put in a team of facilitators and passers and not have a score and think that is winning product. Your best player has to be in the game. Your best player understands that he has to play majority of the minutes if he wants to win this game. Curry understands that. Curry would have played more minutes. Why would Steve Kerr do that? They're already down. It's not like they're up. Curry has to play. He has to. So the whole matchups were just terrible. Then Klay Thompson want to be bricking. If Klay Thompson, like, if he starts off the game shooting bad, you know Klay Thompson's going to have a bad game. So why in the world would you keep him in the game? Then, instead of rotating anybody out, they keep relying on this broken system of Klay trying to freaking fade away contested threes. Bro, that's a bad shot. You don't hit that shot a lot. Like, you don't. So then Steve Kerr finally put in Moses Moody in, and he starts making a good impact. I bet if people check his plus minus, bro, he had, every time he was on the floor, something good happened for the Warriors. So after Curry was out, they finally put, I think, Moody in the second quarter, started making a comeback. They proceed to take Moody out after he does all these good things, wills the team back in the game, starts hitting shots, and then put Klay Thompson back in. And what sense does that make? If I'm down, we have no score, Curry's not scoring, especially in the first half. He had, 5 points in the first half? So Curry's not scoring. Why would we take out our only score in the game? Like, that's not winning basketball. We have to get buckets to win the game. That's logical. It's not that hard to think. So Steve Kerr making the decision to take Moody off for Klay Thompson that hasn't made a single shot to this point makes absolutely no sense. None. So he takes Moody out. Klay comes back in the game. Halftime, the Warriors actually made a decent comeback. Third quarter starts, no Moody, no Kevon. I don't even remember Kevon playing Kevon played in a couple minutes of the third quarter, the last couple minutes.
And that was it.
Why is he not playing? Sabonis is in foul trouble. Sabonis at that point literally had more fouls than Kevon Looney. Why would you not put a bigger body on Sabonis to try to get him fouled out or make things difficult. He would have to, he would be forced to have to push off, and the rest would have to make a hard decision. Like, that's dumb. And then they put Trace Davis back in the game like he even did anything. Like, when are we going to realize if Trace Jackson Davis isn't ready for the moment, then why is he getting minutes? That makes no sense. Like, he doesn't have experience. He's a rookie. You can't even expect much from rookies. So why would you put him against Sabonis like that? When Kevon is the perfect matchup. The perfect. Oh, man. So the rotations was terrible. Then at this point, Moody's not back in the game. Clay, I don't even. Did Clay play the whole third quarter?
I don't know, but he played 27 minutes.
Bro, I don't even remember Moody coming in the game in the third. No, Moody did come in the game. He came in the end of third quarter, and then he hit a couple shots. But that's about it. Like, they couldn't get stops because, again, Kevon Looney wasn't in the game. So they wasn't getting stops. So at this point, they're just trading buckets. It's a stalemate. And then in the fourth quarter, they proceed. It makes no sense from the coaching standpoint. They proceed to blitz the ball against a team like the Kings. If you're going to blitz the ball, you have to be playing against a team full of slashers. You cannot blitz against somebody that is a floor general like Sabonis, which you already don't have a big body on Sabonis. So you're forcing two on De'Aaron Fox. When you have Keon Ellis, you have Trey Lyles or Harrison Barnes, and Keegan Murray, who's an excellent shooter, you're literally giving somebody an open shot. So they would kick it to the corner. The corner would kick it to Keegan Murray on the wing. It's a knockdown every time. Really, the Warriors should have lost by even more. The Kings had so many opportunities, open opportunities, to make shots. They just missed. And this is stuff you could just easily pick up just by watching film, just by watching them play. How do you not realize this? It's so simple. Don't blitz. Put Kevon in. Take Sabonis away out the play. And then you can get stops. You can literally get stops. I don't understand. I really don't. Truly don't. And then, really, there's no defenders on that team. That's why they're not getting stops. That's why they're forced to blitz. Kuminga and Wiggins is the best perimeter defenders that they have on the team. Draymond's the best overall defender on the team. Draymond can't guard everybody. So now you have Wiggins, who is a pretty decent defender. He's better defender than Kuminga. He's a pretty decent defender. He's trying his best, trying to get around these screens, fight through these screens. He has a big body Sabonis setting the screen, so he's already going to be on their hip or on their backside. Then you have Kuminga, who's the most athletic person on that team. However, he's just too young. He's not like he jumps at everything. He doesn't have the best defensive IQ. So he already makes mistakes on that team. You pair that with Klay Thompson, who, I'm sorry to say it, but he's a cone. He can't guard anybody. He's getting burned by Trey Lyles from the three-point line. And then you have Curry, who, by the way, had no sense of urgency that entire game. Literally just watching him that whole game, it looked like he was in an open gym. It looked like bro was not trying to. He wasn't hustling on defense. He wasn't shooting a lot. If you watch the game, Curry really didn't even get that aggressive on offense. Wasn't getting back on defense. Like literally every single time a matchup was cutting towards Curry, Curry was trying his best to avoid the switch. You have to play defense. If you want to win, if you're the best player, if you know the season on the line, this potentially is the end of the dynasty. You have to play defense. You have to lock in. If you're the best player, you need to play like you're the best player. You have to. Even if you don't even make shots, you just at least have to try. So Curry played just terrible. No sense of urgency. He played so lax. So just like he was just so unbothered. Like he just did not care about winning. It looked like when somebody was trying to attack him, it looked like his legs were shaking on defense. With that being said, though, the coaching of the Warriors is terrible. That is not a winning team. Everything I just said is not winning basketball. You might win a couple games because, you know, you do have Stephen Curry on your team. But that's about it. Everybody else on that team, you have no consistent score. That's what made Jordan Poole and the Warriors so good last year, because he was the only person on that team that could create their own shot without them having to worry about Curry. Literally. He was a big part of 2022 for that reason alone. Kuminga did step up offensively. I mean, he did the best he could do. But Curry just has to shoot more shots. He has to be more aggressive. The coaching has to be better. Steve Kerr is a terrible coach. I really want Steve Kerr to hear this. I want to have a conversation with Steve Kerr because this is getting ridiculous. Just watching it. Just no sense of urgency at all. His whole plan, his whole playbook, get Curry the ball, let him work. If Curry's not good, then we're cooked. That's literally what that is, bro. With that being said, though, congratulations to the Kings. Keon Ellis, amazing game. You played. The big reason why Steph couldn't get going, because of you, Keon Ellis. You, I ain't gonna lie, you were strapping up. You had some amazing steals. Really, like, you really made it difficult for Steph. So, and you hit big shots. Huge respect to you, Keon. Huge respect. You did your thing. De'Aaron, of course, you did your thing. Sabonis really got his teammates involved. He didn't score that many points, especially in the second half, but he made a lot of assists. And the whole team just knocked down shots. So, huge respect to the Kings. That was just my little spiel. Like I said, not a Warriors fan by no means, but I do like the Warriors, and I am a Curry fan. I'm gonna be real. But yeah, the whole just the Warriors are just like just it's just not winning basketball. It's not. Yeah, that's my spiel on the whole situation on the play-in. I didn't talk about the Pelicans and Lakers game much because I really just want to talk about this game, because watching it, I was just so frustrated. So frustrated. Please, Steve Kerr, I really hope you're hearing this. I already know you're not, but I really want you to hear this. But with that being said, I'm going to let my brother go from here as the fellow Warriors fan, diehard Warriors fan at that. I'm going to let him say a couple things. I mean, just say what comes to mind, bro, since you were so mad.
Nothing to say, bro. I mean, it's over. I mean, honestly, just over. Bad coaching. It needs to be fired. Steve Kerr needs to be fired. Just let it ride to Steph Curry. So he even said it, but it's not like he's done stuff about it. I mean, the Warriors' offense is nothing without Steph. As we seen, I think, on the Warriors' record, when Steph not even playing, they in the negative. But when Steph is playing, they record is positive. Like, it's just the ride Steph show. It's just Steve Kerr not a great coach, man. Klay Thompson, I don't know. I don't know what's up with Klay Thompson. Yeah, but you're packing your bags. Respectfully, you're packing your bags. Respectfully, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. Wiggins and Klay combined 3-17, bro.
Bro, really?
I'm serious. Yeah, I'm being serious. My 3-17, bro. I don't know what happened to Wiggins. 22. I don't know. Stop putting out work. You just won a championship and you got the money. You was like, yeah, I don't got to work hard no more. There's no, bro. None of y'all spots safe, bro. This the offseason, bro. That's all I got to say, bro.
Is that it?
That's it, bro. It's nothing for me to say. Sorry, I mean.
Like you said, that team is sorry.
That's poverty. Like, you're relying on the three balls too much. You just keep shooting. We got no other scoring. And the only other dude that can score is Kuminga. Which Kuminga, I mean, he'll get you probably about like 16 points. Soon like 6, like 14, 6, 13. Nobody else. And what I'm realizing is Jordan Poole, he was actually saving Klay Thompson's career, though. My bad. I ain't that long he going, but bro, Jordan Poole is actually saving Klay Thompson's career, bro.
Why you said that?
Last season, Klay had so many bad games that Jordan Poole stepped up on. So many bad games, bro. Klay Thompson had too many bad games, bro. But Jordan Poole just stepped up on, bro. But nobody really noticed that, but yeah. That's why Jordan Poole is a huge part of the Warriors, man.
Yeah, he was huge, bro.
That's why when we got the last playoffs, it wasn't good. Nobody else was creating shots besides Steph. Nobody was doing what they were supposed to do. Klay Thompson wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. Wiggins wasn't doing... Wiggins did all right against the Lakers in like two games. Klay had like one good game. I think he dropped like 20. The rest was trash.
Yeah, Klay has to go. I'm going to make another podcast talking about the moves that the Warriors should make this offseason to become a better team, because it's do or die right now. Just watching the games, you can tell Curry's on the last
vert,
on the last leg of his career. and if that whole team is literally Golden State Curry, y'all gonna have to make them sacrifices to get Curry any type of success for the last bit of his career, because he's done. It's not much time left, him and Bron. But fortunately for Bron, he has Anthony Davis on his team.
He has a cast around his team.
He has it, like, his team is deep. So Bron has leeway on that team. Bron doesn't have to carry on the Lakers. Bron is not even the main honcho on the team. Bron just the face of the team. But Anthony Davis really, AD is the ace man of that team, really. And he's been like that since 2020. And that's why when AD was hurt. And 2021, 2022, the Lakers were bad. It shows. But I'm not going to get into that right now. I just had to talk about the plan. Appreciate you guys tuning in. That's just our thoughts on the Kings and Warriors game. You guys want me to cover the Pelicans and Lakers game? Just let me know. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Let me know you guys' thoughts. And we out of here. Everybody take care. Good night. Be safe.